This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
You detest like in Tov Omidah. For sure it's up from the bottom. Tanan, also we learned the Mishnah and Meshichta Idias, Idias. Al Hamachat, they testified on the following halacha. A needle. Shenim says, Bebosar, it's found in the flesh of a comb. After they slaughtered the comb, they found inside a needle sticking inside. So they testified that the halacha had been decided. The halacha as follows. Shehasakin b'hayadayim teres, the knife with which they cut up the korban is toher, and the hands with which they handle the korban are toher. V'habosor tamei. The bosor is tamei. Now why the bosor is tamei? It's because there's a needle found in the bosor. What's wrong with the needle? That the needle made the bosor tamei? We'll see in the Gemara. But since the bosor was tamei, and the sakin and the hands had touched the bosor, so I might think that they are also tamei. No, the sakin and the yadayim, even though they touched the bosor tamei, they remain toher. Nims is beferish, and the needle was not found in the bosor. The needle was found in the manure inside of the behemoth. Hakol toher, it's all toher. Like Gemara will explain, manure is not something that's mekabel tumah, it's like dirt. So therefore, everything is toher. So remember what we learned. They found a needle. What's the nature of this needle? The Gemara will explain. There was some kind of a tumah about this needle. It was tumah. And therefore, the bosa is tumah. But the yodayim, the hands, or the kahanim, that handled the bosa, and the knife that was cutting the bosa, that is toher. Now, what's involved here? Why it shouldn't be toher? Why it should be toher? We'll see later. First, say up to here. Omar Rabbi Akiva Zochinu. We gain is from this testimony. We gain the following information: Shein tumas yadayim b'migdash. Now, tumas yadayim, I have to explain what that means. When a man touches something tamei, not only his hands become tamei, his whole body is tamei. But there are certain kinds of tumei which only the Rabbanan, which cannot make a man tummy. And still they make hands tummy. And therefore, he has to wash his hands, or table his hands, not the whole body. That's a special din of Tumas Yadayim. So again, Tumas Yadayim only applies to things that are not tummy midiraisa, because otherwise the whole body of the man becomes tummy. No such thing in the Torah. Hands becoming tummy alone. But the Hachomim made the takkonah. In certain cases, the hands alone become tummy. Now, Rabbi Akiva said, this gezeirah, that there's such a thing as tumas yadayim, we learn here that in the Mikdash, it does not take effect. They wanted to protect the Mikdash from any problem, so they said that gezeirah, that yadayim can become tummy. It's only outside the base of Migdash. But in the base of Migdash, not. So here you see, the bosa was tummy. And the hands that were handling the bosa should become tummy with the Rabbanan. And still they say that the hands remain toilet. It says here, yadayim, and the sack in the toilets. So we see that the gzeirah of tumas yadayim, which is in effect outside the base of Migdash, is not in force in the base of Migdash. Now we'll learn a few lines of Tesvis on Omed Beis, three lines down from the top, it says, Ela Mistome Kishigozu. Face Omed Beis, three lines down. If you find a place, show it to your neighbors, please, with your finger. Mistome Kishigozu Astam Yadai Mishishneas. When the Regeza, that hands, stand that were not watched. Watched, W-A-T-C-H, were not watched, didn't guard his hands. So ordinarily it's considered a sheni l'tume, midrabonon. For the matter of a tume, in respect to a tume they made that gezeira. Gozu kemo kain mistome al hayadayim hanegiz berishn. If hands touch anything, it's a rishon of the tumah, she use shneis. The hands should become shneis. As the Tesa said, that just as they said, stam yodayim, are called shneis, sheni the tumah, as regard to tumah, also when hands touch something that's a rishon of the tumah, the hands become a sheni. That's how you have to read according to the Bach. Hanayadayim shenogu bibosar shehurishin, because the machat, we'll see later, was an avatum, we'll see later. So the machat made the bosar arishin, so the hands that touch the bosar, hoyel emliyishin is. Only, in this case not, because it's in the Migdash. Elish ain tumma shadayim amigdash. I'll say it again now, three lines down from the top once more. Taste is explaining what kind of tumma shadayim would be here if it wasn't in the Migdash. Again, three lines out. Emistome kishagozo astam yadayim, ordinary hands. She is shneas le tumma. They should be shneas. If you had hands, you didn't guard hands. And when he touched Tume, it passes the Tume, Smidabona, goes to Kimoke Mistome al Yadayim, and they get Berishn. If hands touch something, it's a Rishn of the Tume, like the Bosor, she is Shneas, and the hands should become Shneas. He'll come there for it. And the Yadayim Shenogu be Bosor, Shehu Rishn. The Bosor is a Rishn, we'll see later why that is. Therefore, Ho Yolohem, they should have become Shneas. Ella, we see in this case, they didn't make their hands tummy at all. They ain't too much of that, but we can say that inside. Now, the top line on Omid Beis. The top line on Omid Beis. What's Rabbi Akiva saying? We gain from this Mishnah the information that in the Mikdash there's no too much of dying. Name, I let him say also. Because there are certain kinds of tumi de rabbonon which kelim can become tummy. For instance, mashkim tmeyim are metame kelim de rabbonon. So since here the knife that touched the bosa didn't become tummy, outside the migdish, the knife will become Tomei the Rabbana. It touched Bosha, that's Tomei. With the Isa, the Bosha, which is a Rishon, cannot be Metamei a Kele, with the Isa. But with the Rabbana, it could. So therefore, the fact that in this case, there were Metaya, not only the Yadayim, but the Sakin also touched the Bosha, and still destroy it. So let Rabbi Akiva say we gain two things. We gain that there's no tumas yadayim in the Migdash and no tumas kelim in the Migdash, because the sakin is also a Torah. Say that. Omar Rabbi Yudah Mara. You tell me some say was Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Rabbi is involved. He said this Torah. And as this well, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said this Torah. But they both are bothered by the same kasha. Yadayim kedim zeras kelim nishnu. The tumas yadayim, or The Masechta Yadayim, the Mishnah, Masechta Yadayim, talks about Tumas Yadayim was learned before they came to the point where they made a gezeira that kelim should become tamei midarabanan. That kelim should become tamei midarabanan was a decree of the Chachamim. That decree was not in existence when they made the decree that Yadayim should become tamei midarabanan. So therefore, at that time when this story happened, there was no decree yet that kelim should become tamei midarabanan. So therefore, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, kelim wouldn't become tamei. Needed tumei d'oraisa to make him tamei. And Bosa, which is Arishan, is not capable of making a kelim tamei midarabanan. At most, only midarabanan. But since they didn't make that gzera yet, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, so the Kibbu couldn't say Zachinu Shein Tumas Kalim the Mikdash. At that time, there was no Tumas Kalim outside the Mikdash either. But Yadayim was an earlier Gzeirah. And when this story happened, it already was in effect the Gzeirah that Yadayim became Kamatana Vidarabana. And still they said Yadayim or Toyah. So the Kibbu said Zachinu Shein Tumas Yadayim the Mikdash. Why didn't he mention Kalim? Because Kalim at that time were not even Tumas outside either. Say that. So Rabbi said, how can you give such an answer? How can you say Yadayim came first before they made Exeir on Kalim? Or Tavayu Bo Beyoim Gosu, both on the same day they made. Both Exeirs are made on the same day. Now he describes what the Mishnah tells us. When Hananiah ben Chizkiah made, and his company made those gzeres in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it did not belong to the Mishnah. A sefer, now a sefer metame yadayim. The Chacham said any sfarim are metame the yadayim. Why do they do that? Because people used to put sfarim in a special place to protect them. Now, since it's in a special place, so people thought, we'll put Tumah also in that same place to protect the Tumah. But the rats that came to sample the Tumah also used to eat a little bit of the Sfarim too. They're encouraged. If there's no food there, they wouldn't come for the Sfarim. So the Harama said, Sfarim make the Tumah Tumah. So now you can't put Tumah together with Sfarim. So Sfarim are metame Tumah, midarabanan, and metame, any hands that handle the sfarim, it'll make the tumah metame. So the sfarim are metame, the yadaya. That's why sfarim metame, the hands. The yadaya, and the tumah of the sefer is metame, and yadaya become tame. From certain things, like sfarim, other things too. Va'atul yoyim. Now, tul yoyim doesn't belong here. Full Yahim is Midarais. A man who was Tame, a real Tume. And he went to the mikveh and he tabled. So at night he becomes completely Toya. But in the meantime, between his tefillah and between sundown, he is called the Tful Yahim. And he passes Tume Midarais if he touches it. A Tful Yahim, he touches Tume, Midarais is possible. So therefore, Tful Yahim doesn't belong here. Only he's enumerating the things that make Tumah possible. So he puts this in too, but it doesn't belong here. But that's the reason. All these items make Tumah possible. A sefer makes Tumah possible. You're dying, that a Tumah makes Tumah possible. A Tul Yomi, the Reisa makes Tumah possible. We are Echlim, we are Kalim, Shinit, we'll be a Mashkin. Mashkin, they became Tumah. They touched Echlim. It's Exera Darabono, although the Mashkin himself were only a Shani, still, if they touch the earth, they make him Tommy with Darabono. And Kalim, Kerem kam tamay tufem mashkim in the rabbana. Mashkim, tveyem, touch kerem, in the rabbana become tamay. So we see that all these things were decreed in the same assembly at one time. So what are you telling me? That Tumas Yadayim was instituted before Tumas Kelim the Rabbana. Here's in this Mishnah. It's all together. Again. It's not a safe as Metami Tumim the Rabbana. It's also Metami Yadayim. Yadayim become Tumim the Rabbana. It's a new thing. In the olden days, either the whole man was Tumim, or was entirely Toya, that his hand should become Tomei, something new. That's when they started it, this time. Utvul Yoim, that's Midaraisa, Utvul Yoim, he touches Tumei, apostles. So Utvul Yoim doesn't belong in this list. But Ho'ichlin, the Akelim, should need to be a Mashkip. If Mashkip, which are not capable of imitami anything, since they're only a Sheni, still we say, when Mashkim become a Sheni, they acquire the degree of Tume called Rishon. That's a special formula. All Mashkim become a Tchila. Even a Mashkim, a Sheni becomes a Rishon. Midrabbanan. Therefore, it's Metame Eichlin, Midrabbanan. It's Metame Kelim, Midrabbanan. Now, even a Rishon can be Metame Kelim, but that's a special takona. That Mashkim could be Metame Kelim. To receive it all together in one lump, at one time, the same time the made Gezer on your dime, the made Gezer on Caleb too, should come tell me with Abba. So what are you telling me, that the Gezer on your dime was before the Gezer on Caleb? Say that. So we're back to the original question. Why did Rabbi Akiva say, Zochino, Shein Tumas Yadayim B'Migdash. He should have said, Zochino, Shein Tumas Yadayim B'Kele B'Migdash. Elam Arav. Hanach, the Tumas Maskim. Let go of Tumas Sakim. Forget about Tumas Sakim. Da'afila B'Chulin, Na'amila B'Tame. Even if this had happened outside the base of Migdash B'Chulin, then Sakim also wouldn't have become Tame. Because high sakin the nogre mai. What did this sakin touch? Ileme the nogre the bosor. The sakin touched the bosor. Or ain echol metame keli. No echol metame keli, even with the rabbana. So the sakin can't become tame because it touched the keli. Ela the nogre the mai. Wanna say the sakin touched the needle? Or ain kli. Metame Kele? A Kele cannot be Metame a Kele, for the Kele becomes a Rishon. A Rishon can be Metame a Kele, you need Abatumi. So therefore, had it been even outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Sakin wouldn't become Tome. So that's why Rabbi Kiva didn't say Zochino. Shein Tumas Kelim B'Migdash. But even outside of this Migdash, it was Sakin would have become remain Toya. That's why it says, only Zochino Shein Tumas Yadayim B'Migdash. Say that. That's where we're holding right now. That the Sakin didn't become Tome even outside the base of Migdash. Sakin would not have become Tome even outside the base of Migdash. Because Boso can make a Kele Tome, and a Kele also, it's only a Rishon can make another Kele Tome. So therefore, outside the base of Migdash, there's no Tume at all, even the Rabbonim, on the Sakin. If Mashkin Tumeyan would have touched the Sakin, it's a different story. But there's no Mashkin around. No Mashkin weren't involved here. So therefore, all Rabbi Kiva saw the Chiddush was that ain Tumas Yadayim B'Migdash. Yadayim, yes, like Tesis said on the top, Yadayim should become Tome, even if it touches the Bosa. For the Bosa is a Rishon, therefore the Bosa can make the Yadayim Tome, if it's outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Frage de Gemara, Hai Machat Mayavir. This needle, what's it doing there? I mean, what's the status of this needle? What's the problem with the needle that we thought it was Tomei? E name, should I say, is Sofeg Machat. It's a needle of doubtful origin. We don't know anything about it. And the thing is like this. If you find a keli in Hebron or in Yerifei, any other place in Eretz Yisrael, may the Rabbanon is Tomei Misafik. Since we don't know what it was used for, so all kelim that I found is called Safek kelim, or Tomei everywhere. But in this case, Inay Mishai says Safek Machat. It's a doubtful needle. We don't know the story of this needle. Or Itma, we learned that Abel Lozor of Yesa Bahania. These are two statements, these two Chachamim. Ha'adoma once said, Lo Gozu al Sofeg Yerekim Yerushalayim. Not only of Yesa Mikdash, but in all Yerushalayim, if we see saliva lying on the ground, we don't have to be afraid. It came from an Odom Tomei, like a Zav. Or Ahmed Seira, or some other Tommy, or from Anita maybe. No, not afraid. Stam, we go after the majority of people in Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, majority of people are Tehoyerim. Although elsewhere, outside of Yerushalayim, if you see saliva on the ground, you have to think maybe it's from Adam and Tommy. But in Yerushalayim, they weren't Geza, they weren't after the majority. A majority of people in Yerushalayim were Tahir. That's one din. Bechadam, another Chachma said, Leigozu al Sofe ka Keli b'shibu Yerushalayim. Anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael, if you find a Keli of unknown origin, we're afraid of his Tomei. But in Yerushalayim, no. First of all, they didn't want to make Yerushalayim Tomei, so they didn't make any Chumras there. Secondly, most of the people in Yerushalayim were careful with Taharis. So therefore, in Yerushalayim, any keli that you find, even lying on the street, has the status of Toher. So therefore, why do you have to say, what are you worried about? The needle in the Beis HaMikdash. Even needle wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. Even the needle was found in Yerushalayim. There's no din of Tumi at all. If that's the case, so why should the Bosa be Tomei? Because the needle is sticking in the Bosa. So the bosa is Tommy because the needle is sticking in the bosa. The needle is Toya too. Any needle found in Yerushalayim, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, is Toya. So why should the bosa be Tommy? Just because the needle is sticking there? Say that. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar. He wants to say that it was a special case. Kigon she'ovdo le'machat me'mes. They had lost a needle. There was Tomei to mismess. A needle had been in a house where there was a mess. And or in a stable where there was a mess. And let's say the cow was in that stable. Then they looked for the needle and couldn't find it. Then later the cow was makdishit for a comb, and they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash and they slaughtered it. And they discovered this needle sticking in the cow and it swallowed the needle. And they recognize that's the lost needle. So the needle is Tmei Mes. And then he killed the boss, and he recognized it sticking in the needle. He said, that's the needle. Now, the din is as follows. A needle is a keli of metal, and any metal keli that becomes Tmei from a mess becomes Avi Avais Atuma. Just like a mess. And therefore it's Metame, or called Avatum at least. And therefore it's Metame the Bosso. Now we'll soon see more about that needle. We're not finished with it. Right now it's enough to know that the needle was Tame, and now they recognize it in the Bosso. And therefore the Bosso is Tame, surely. And still, the socket that touched the bosa cannot become tame, because bosa cannot be tame a keli. A food cannot be tame a keli even the rabbanon, even outside the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva didn't say zochin l'shem tumas keli l'mikdash. Now, if the knife had touched the needle, it would have been a different story. If the knife had touched the needle, we'll soon talk about that. Here's a case where we said the knife didn't touch the needle. It was only cutting the bosa with the knife. Since the bosa cannot be made tame a keli, a knife, even with rabbana, even outside the base of Mikdash, that's why Rabbi Akiva didn't say zochin l'shem tumas keli l'mikdash. But since the boss is Tommy made the ice, it surely made Tommy the Yadayim of the Rabbana, because it said above. But now there's a big dish not. So let's talk about once more. What's the story with the needle? There had been a needle, Tommy mess. Right now, Bamas, you don't need that. A needle was Tommy made the ice. But look. Later we'll see the business of Tommy Mess. And since the needle was Tommy made the rice, so the needle made the bosa Tommy. However, the bosa can only make hands Tommy outside the Beis Hamikdash. But they cannot make Caleb Tommy outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's why Rabbi Akiva says, Zochinah Shein Tuma Shadayim Hamikdash. He didn't mention Caleb, because Caleb, even outside, wouldn't become Tommy. Say that. But granted that the Kayah and his knife did not touch the needle. We're only worried about the bosa that they touched. The bosa is Tame, but it cannot make the second Tame even outside the Beis Hamikdash. But it could make the Yadayim Tame outside the Beis Hamikdash, like it takes it on top. And there was a Chimna Shein Tumas Yadayim Hamikdash. Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Avin, and other times. When Shehoi saw Paul Chasum and the Paul was muzzled, who bore Mechus Rishlam, came from outside Yerushalayim. Now, from outside Yerushalayim, when the Paul swallowed that needle, the din is any Kelim found outside Yerushalayim on Midar Abon and Tome. So there was Metame, the Bosa. Although in Yerushalayim, the kelim that I found are in the status of Tohir, here's a case that Korah had been brought from outside Yerushalayim while it was muzzled, so it couldn't swallow anything in Yerushalayim. It was taken direct to the Beis HaMikdash, so anything that it swallowed chutz l'Yerushalayim. And this needle, which came from outside Yerushalayim, is therefore becheskes tomei. But all Kelim outside Yerushalayim are Tomei, with the Rabbana. So therefore, the needle has Becheskes Tomei, and the needle is Metame the Bosa, and therefore, that's the case why the Bosa was Tomei, and the hands that touched the Bosa are also Tomei. Say that. Once more. Since this needle surely came from outside Yerushalayim, so the needle is Tomei, and the bosa is Tomei, and the hands that touch the bosa outside of the Beis HaMikdash would have been Tomei. But because it's in the Beis HaMikdash, the hands were not Tomei. Zochiva Shein Tumas Shadayim HaMikdash. Say it once more, and go by it. Before now we go back to what was mentioned incidentally before. One of these two chacham said, when you find saliva in the street in Yerushalayim and you touched it, so it does not make your tummy. The chad omar legoz v'al sofek kelim Yerushalayim. Why do I need these two chacham to say this? We have mishnayos that say the same thing before. Reikim, Tanina learned Reik in a mission that is Toya and Yerushalayim. And Caleb Tanina, Caleb also learned is Toya and Yerushalayim. Roikiv, where do you learn the Mishnah about Roikiv? That's not learned the Mishnah. Mesif Deshkoi. Kol Roikin Anim Soim Yerushalayim Tohir. There you have it. Chutz Mishal Shuka Elim. Except the upper market in Yerushalayim. The upper market in Yerushalayim was reserved for Tzmeya. The man was Tomei. They go out shopping, so they let him go into that one place, upper market in Yerushalayim, where Tzmeya went. There, if you found saliva on the ground, it's Tomei, because Tzmeya go there. Otherwise, Tzmeya were restricted, didn't go anyplace else in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was the holiest city. They'd catch him calling the whole year. So therefore, people were careful not to go at that Tomei anyplace outside the Shufa Elliot. So here we have an open Mishnah that they were not gazing on the lake in Yerushalayim. So why do I need that one of these Amoraim should say so? And from a Lotzrich means this. Af al gav dis chazik zor. Even though it was established that a zor had broken the rules and they're taking a walk through the streets of Yerushalayim, and subsequently, and that day, they found saliva on the ground. Now, the purity of Yerushalayim was already thrown into doubt. Ordinarily, Azov wouldn't go to the streets of Yerushalayim. Only Shukla Elgin. But here the case where we know for sure that one Azov went through the streets. So I might think, now, this takone, or this statement, that all the Reiki Yerushalayim is Toya no longer obtains, he said, no, it still holds good, even in such a case. Because most of the Reiki in the street are from people that are Toya. People used to spit in the street, and most of the people are Toya. So even though we know for sure one Zav walked through the streets today, that's what he's telling us. That's not my Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, ordinarily, no Zavim walk in the streets of Yerushalayim, only Shukar Elim. So therefore, it's more cautious that Legozu Alarekin. But now, this Amora comes along and tells us, even though we know for sure there was a Zava walk through the streets that day, and you found saliva in the street, still it's Toher. That's a Chiddush, say that. Kelim Tanina, now the Kash is Kelim Yelorin, that Kelim and Yerushalayim are all Toher, so why did this Amora have to tell us that Legozu Al Kalin that found in Yerushalayim. But now we learn, Kol Ha Kalin Amim Soim Yerushalayim, Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTfilah. If they found on that path that leads down to the river, or to the mikveh, where they table, there was a pool where they table the Kalin. So all Kalin found on that pool going down, they used to go down in one path and go up from another path. Because when they already had tabled the Kalin, they were guarding them against touching anything as Tomei. So they didn't walk back on the same road where people with Tomei and Kalin are walking down. So people, after the table of the Kalin, they went out to a different road. So all the Kalin that I found on the road leading down to the pool are Tomei, most likely. Who walks there? People are bringing Tomei to get Kalin. So Kalin is found there, even though it's in Yerushalayim, in the Cheskas tomb. So we infer from this, only there is Becheskes Tumah. Or the Alma, anywhere else in Yerushalayim, any other street that you found Kalim is Tehillim. So we see it's a Mishnah. So why do we need the Amir above to tell us that Stam Kalim and Yerushalayim is Tehillim? Here's a Mishnah that says only the Kalim that are found on the road down to the pool are Tumah. So it seems all other Kalim are Tehillim. In Yerushalayim. So why do you need him to tell us that? The Mishnah is saying that. Say that. According to your Svara, did you think that's a proof from the Mishnah that everywhere in Yerushalayim, Caleb that I found, or Toher, Amos Sefer. Say the Sefer of that Mishnah. There are Haliyatah. Any Caleb found on the path leading upward from the pool or old Toher. Because only people who table their kelim walk in that pool upward. So since he says there they're tehillim, for the alma tumah, but see anywhere else in Yerushalayim is tumah, So you have a proof to the contrary, I say the kasha. So since the diyak from the reisha, inference from the reisha would imply that everywhere in Yerushalayim it's toher, but the inference from the sefer would imply everywhere else in Yerushalayim is tomei, that's why we need the chacham na'amir said above, el reisha davke. The reisha is precise. That diyak we use. The kerem that I found on the way down to the pool of Tama, everywhere else that toya. And we ignore the diyak of the sefer. That's a chiddush of that hamayor. However, although sefer lav davke, the sefer lav davke, in the diyak, does mean not only kerem going up from the pool of toya, everywhere else is also toya. Still, there's something there too. When he says Kelim going up from the pool of Toher, he wants to exclude Bapuki, to exclude Gazios, the little alleys near the pool or near the river, where sometimes people sneak through illegally. And the right way is to go down with Kelim Tmeim on the regular path. That's assigned to that purpose. The right way to go up with Kelim Tmeim on the other path. But sometimes people make an illegal shortcut, go to these little alleys. So he tells you, find Caleb, the little alleys near the river, it's also Tama. That's what I said. The safest, on the way up, it's Toya. But in the little alleys, not. But everywhere else in the city, it's Toya because the deer, because the Reisha is the main deer. I'll say it once more now. And the Reisha says, all the Caleb found on the way down are Tama. So we imply anywhere else in Yerushalayim is Toya. And that remains. And that's what the Chacham said above, to tell us that Diyak of the Reisha is the Diyak that was most important for us. However, the Sefer that says Kelim, that are found on the way up, or Toya, which might imply someplace else is Tome, doesn't mean everywhere else in Yerushalayim, no. It would contradict the Diyak from the Reisha, which is the main Diyak. Come to say, there are little alleys near the river. If you find Caleb there, they're Tomei. Because sometimes people make illegal shortcuts, say it on the side.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.